Wednesday night to come on for a couple hours with Jason Burmis. So that'll be a different style of interview, and they'll be taking calls as well then. We have an hour left. Alan, I've thrown out a lot of articles and topics I wanted you to comment on. I want to get into the global economic meltdown, where that's going. But first, solutions. Studying the enemy's programming, how they brainwash, how they condition the public. How do we reach out to them? Because you're right. There's a blitzkrieg motion as they hit us with all their world government operations. They've built up. They've prepared militarily, psychologically, economically. Now, at one time, they're launching at every level. Passed the national draft Friday, about to pass the Senate. I mean, again, I should be talking about nothing but that. But we're being hit from every angle. And I see a lot of tactics. You know, they're still doing a lot of this covertly. It's public, but they're not giving any attention. Other things they're admitting to. How do we reach out to people? How do we get the people to rally against this now?
It's a hard thing. T. Brzezinski and others that are masters of studying masses, the masses, as they call it, human psychology, know that, and he said in his own book, Between Two Ages, he said, most of the public shortly will be unable to think or reason for themselves, though they expect the mainstream media to do it for them. That's our problem. Our generation's grown up, and they truly believe everything that's given to them on television. If it's not been on television and you bring up the topic, even if you have the evidence in front of you, they'll dismiss it. So we're dealing with psychological warfare and its impact and its effects. Most people, unfortunately, as I say, won't react until it hits them personally at their doorstep or on their doorstep. The Constitution was the only thing, really, that gave you any protection, that you could at least say, hey, look here, you've got to change this or throw it out legally before you can come in with a new system. And if effectively bypassed that and basically ignored it, the public never know what they have until they lose it, unfortunately. And if they're not willing to stand up for something now, they never will. You can't stand up for something when you're in prison camps behind barbed wire. You've had it by then. And remember, they're talking about 100 years war. That was said right after 9/11. This is going to be 100 years war. And that was never explained. These little phrases come out, but it's never explained to the general public. They expect to achieve their whole goal of eugenics, depopulation, the totally controlled society, et cetera, to be over and completed and done with in 100 years. But it's be 100 years war. And I said years ago, after 9/11 happened, I said, this is a war, remember. They've declared a war, which means you're going to have ration cards, scarcity of food, be in control of the economic system like all wars are. They'll have conscription, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And notice, I got to stop you. Hold the thought. Now in England, the U.S., in California, they shut off the three big water supplies for different fish and things they claim are endangered. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, they have to ration water. In England, the head of the operation in the London Telegraph this weekend said, we're going to ration water, not just carbon footprint, but water footprint, training you to have less, even though England has more water than any other country per capita in the world. They are literally bringing control into every facet, and they're saying ration cards, I've had the top eugenicist on who consulted the UN, they're in the headlines saying we're all going to have ration cards for our carbon footprint. I mean, and the bureaucrats in our homes ruling us, and now Obama, they've introduced bills to basically ban all gardens without licenses. I mean, it's all happening.
Yes, and they can come into your house now in Britain and go through your refrigerator and advise you how to cook, how much to store, and what you're wasting, and so on. This is how bad it is, and that's coming here, too.
Yeah, that was in the news this weekend, and they announce it like it's good.
That's right, and the bill in the U.S. to do with agriculture, et cetera, will affect the home gardener, and there's a clause in there, too. It says, and all food preparation facilities, that includes your kitchen, folks.
Oh, no. In fact, they've had committee hearings, and the bill says everything. A tomato plant, folks, they say they will use SWAT teams. And notice they're already beta testing SWAT teaming people selling eggs on the road, selling watermelons. I mean, that's what Stalin did. Stay there, Alan. Let's continue with what their real agenda is. And, folks, phone calls coming up, 1-800-259-9231. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, Michael Savage came out 2 weeks ago and said that he believes Obama's controllers will stage Reichstag terror attacks in the United States to bring in martial law. That's a big deal. I was picking some food up last night on the way home and ran into two folks there at the bar where I was getting the food who were listeners of this show and Savage, and they had heard that, and that really shocked them. We have the Army's own manuals where they teach Army captains how to stage terror attacks. I mean, this is as much a part of their daily operation as anything. I mean, as their canteen, as their M16. Remember, the globalists staged 9/11. And they killed 1,300,000 Iraqis. If Brzezinski, in two books, one he published last year, brags that the U.S. Funded the Khmer Rouge and Pol Pot that killed 35% of their population, 3 million people. They don't care about you either. You understand that? Your little world, my little world, having things that are nice, having liberty, being treated with respect by the government, it's all over. They're not doing the slow socialist move anymore. That was to get us domesticated, to get us bankrupt, to get us under control. They're moving with the hot war now. And so instead of the amount of changes you'd see in 30, 40 years, you'll now see in a year. They're making their big move, folks, and they are going to take your pension funds and everything you've got. Millions will end up serving them and being their minions for a paltry sum. This is like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Mao Zedong's China. In fact, if you really study what Obama's doing, it's more akin to the refining of the Stalinist era with the Maoist era. And that's what he's setting up, these youth brigades. I mean, this is happening. They passed the draft, which is an expansive draft, making middle school students work for the feds, high school, 18 to 24, serving in a new domestic military that will also be deployed overseas. And these idiots signing up for Obama's system, they don't know they're about to be conscripted. But he's also going to have his separate outside the government army. And Alan Watt, I mean, you know, you brought up the fact that they're accelerating everything right now, and this is a blitzkrieg. I want that to really sink into listeners. Can you speak to that more and then get into the type of planned society, shutting down the gardens, everything you talked about?
Yes. In fact, it was a politician in Holland that a couple of years ago said that this new order, it basically is like a big ship in a rough sea, and every country is on board with this direction of the ship. And all kinds of countries from third world to first world countries are all on board the ship. And whereas before, the third world countries were down below decks, now everybody's on top of the deck, mixed together. And the captains of the ship have to keep on course of where they're going. This is the terminology that's used with the Council on Foreign Relations. We understand that it was set up with the goal of bringing in world government. And in their mandate, in their charter, they basically say that they're going to bring in a world where everyone will serve the world state. Service. And gradually, through the warfare and all the rest of it, they're introducing service, perpetual, lifelong service to this world state. That will be your purpose for living, in fact, will be to serve the world state. And that's why they're going ahead now with this. They will grab many people who have been outspoken about this to make examples of them, to make sure the rest of them get it. They'll give them incredible sentences to make sure it terrifies everyone, just as we did in the Soviet Union. And we can't allow that to happen. We've got to speak up now, because once it's happening, once they start raiding your streets and grabbing your neighbors and hauling them off in front of the whole street, they turn out the whole street to witness it. You'll end up like the Soviets, where you'd be ashamed of yourself, because secretly you're glad they took your neighbors and not yourself. That's the state you end up being in under fear and tyranny. And we cannot allow this to happen. It must not even start to happen.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, I'm just looking at Infowars.com headlines, and it says Department of Homeland Security investigating large ammunition purchases. So now Homeland Security was supposedly going to fight Al-Qaeda. It is now looking at who's been ordering lots of ammo. So if you stockpile it or think it's a good investment to sell later, they're now saying that the owner of Namex Sport Shop and Farm and Garden Center in Warrensburg said gun sales in his business began to increase. And then it goes on to say that Homeland Security is there now trying to track who's buying ammo. And then all over the country, the feds are saying if you want your stimulus package money in your county, you got to pass a law to register people when they buy ammo. Then I have another article here from the Council on Foreign Relations where General James Jones, one of the heads of the National Security Council, says, I take my orders from Henry Kissinger, who's not even part of the government. Notice who was the chief advisor to the Vatican, chief advisor to Bush Sr., chief advisor to Clinton, chief advisor to Nixon. I mean, how can these Obama people think there's any difference when it's right out in the open that the same people are running the show?
I know, and they are. Again, I have to go back to the Council on Foreign Relations and what Professor Carl Quigley said. He said, the world is now run by technocrats, unelected people who are in contact with all the leaders, the elected leaders, and he said that these technocrats go behind the scenes, do all the real work, they have the real power, they're not responsible to the public, but they basically advise all the presidents and prime ministers what to do. And that's a fact. That's what we truly have. And I've got the same article with him saying that he gets his orders from Kissinger. You're quite right.
And that's from...
And Brzezinski, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's from the Council on Foreign Relations bragging. Just absolutely no change with Obama. Look at this. Department of Homeland Security investigating large ammunition purchases. Here's another one. Video. Obama supporters go door to door. Guys, pull that up. It's the third story that comes up in the little news box right there. Here's another one. Serb Death Leader Squad Commander, CIA operative. Man, I tell you, this is
and
just...
And he was for 20 years. He was the top double agent for 20 years, yeah.
Absolutely. And then when they were ready to betray him, they did. That's all these people do. This is incredible. Just continue, Alan.
I always tell young people, regardless of the ethnic background that you're in, Don't join groups that are advocating violence because you're being set up as patsies. They've got to now bring forth terrorism maybe on a continual basis. So we're so used to hearing something getting blown up this week or next week or whatever that it's normal. They want to make this normal, but they've got to find terrorists or create them. That's their choice. You either find a terrorist or you create terrorists.
Well, let me add here. I mean, they're saying Homeland Security is for the American people. The armies is being used against the American people. This is out of the Post Star. They're now saying you may be a terrorist if you buy a bunch of ammo. So, again, they're scared of folks buying lots of ammo. So they're saying, okay, we're going to put you on terror list if you do this as an attempt at a chilling effect. I don't see this working. I see this accelerating gun and ammo sales.
It probably will. It probably will if people have the sense not to be intimidated. You either keep your way of living or you give it up. It's as simple as that. You keep your way of living or give it up and comply.
And if
you comply, you're defeated. Yeah.
I was about to say, exactly, if you comply, you're defeated. I was about to echo that. We must say no. We're not doing anything wrong protesting the Federal Reserve. We're not doing anything wrong buying lots of ammo. You are the criminals. I mean, the criminals don't want us armed, Alan. Go ahead.
Well, that's obvious, but it's been stated many times over the past that have to disarm the American people to fulfill their agenda. And that is true. I mean, even if the people are not organized, as I say, towards the end, if this goes ahead and steamrolls ahead, you are going to see famine because five agribusinesses control all the food. They won't allow you to grow your own. And they are going to toss more and more people out on the streets as they lose their homes and so on. And people are going to get very, very angry. They don't want people who can fight, even if it's in desperation or they're frantic. They don't want that. They want to be a peaceable takedown of the country. Compliance is what they want.
Listen to this. One northern Warren County resident found out recently the government is paying attention to such ammo sales. Wes said a customer of his recently stocked up on .223 caliber rounds, a caliber often used in assault weapons. The customer brought 1,000 rounds of ammo, I've done that, a few months ago through a mail-order company. Shortly after the purchase, he received a visit from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, whose interest was apparently connected by a large sale purchase of the caliber. His wife was home. He was at church. People are buying a lot of ammo. And see, they just throw that in there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So what was normal at one time, because I know a lot of guys in the States would go out to the ranges there and just blast off a whole case at times. Spend the whole day at it.
Well, that's how you buy them cheaper. That's how you buy them cheaper, yeah.
That's right. And so, again, that was their usual way of living. And they want you to change it all to suit them for what's coming down the pike. That's so obvious, yeah.
Well, I mean, they built this giant Homeland Security apparatus, took it over, said the Congress runs nothing. The Federal Reserve goes on TV in Congress and says, we run everything, you can't question us. They openly announce their tyranny in plain view, like it's no big deal to set the precedent. And then they announce the Army, the police, Homeland Security, we're watching gun owners, we're watching all of you, you're terrorists. And they tell the cops, these gun owners want to kill you. I mean, that's in the Mayak report. These gun owners want to murder officers. And then they're going to send the cops out for the guns, and they're going to get killed, which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and the cops won't think, well, why is this happening to me?
That's correct. But unfortunately, too, we've got a generation growing up playing video games who want to wear those black uniforms, and they want to go and kill people. I mean, these people really do exist. They're brainwashed to be gung-ho killers. And so this has been a long-term preparation. We've got to understand that. This isn't just happening now, and it's all disassociated. This has been long-term planning. That's why they created one generation to grow up, be in their 20s, join the black-clad outfit guys, the ninjas, and they're lusting for blood. It's like getting to take part in a real video game and really kill people. That's high on their agenda.
Yeah. Well, I've found the main programming TV show is G.I. Joe. In fact, I think I sent a clip this weekend to the network. John, do you have the clip where Cobra Commander is explaining that they've created a worldwide economic collapse to bring in the New World Order? Do you have that clip I sent over the weekend? Yeah, we're going to come back and play that. And then, guys, did you go find the CNN report showing the Obama people knocking on people's doors, telling them to join the Obama Nation? That's the third story at InfoWars.com. We need to get that ready. Well, I'm going to play a clip of that, or we can just play the video in the background as we talk with Alan Watt. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to start going to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. I can just talk to Alan Watt forever. This guy is 100% spot on, and he's a great colleague to work with. I really appreciate him. CutIntoTheMatrix.com is the website. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $950.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $977.67, $488.84 for the half ounce, and $244.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $977.67, $488.84, or $244.42.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
There's too much news to cover, folks. I may do 15, 20 minutes of overdrive and see if Alan Watt will do that with us today on PrisonPlanet.tv and the InfoWars streams. Because it looks like we're going to have the Department of the Army come on the show. We've called four numbers, gotten a bunch of other numbers, and we've gotten a colonel who says in 15 minutes he may come on. Alan will be on with us for that, dealing with the secret Army police watching myself and others at the End the Fed demonstration in Dallas. This just in, UK population must fall to 30 million, says Porritt. Jonathan Porritt of Gordon Brown's leading green advisors is to warn the Britain must drastically reduce its population. Doesn't matter if the British population only has 1.5 children. For every two people, they don't even replace them. The average in Europe's 1.3. Europe's dying. Japan's dying. The population is going to plane off at 8 billion. The third world's still exploding. This is the eugenicist. Times of London
There you go right there, my friend. They say they're bringing in big government so they can basically, with water rationing and food rationing, make people so poor they can't afford to have children and a one-child policy, Alan Watt.
That was gone through by Charles Galton Darwin in the 50s when he published his book, The Next Million Years, on behalf, and by the way, he has a society still going, a eugenic society. They call themselves the British Eugenic Society. Initially, they said we can tempt them to go after the material goods, so we'll have an age of plenty, but eventually he said that would be too hard on resources, so they'd have to do it the other way around, and basically, as you say, bring them into poverty. This was planned 50 years ago. Yeah.
Now, that's a cut of 50%.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it won't stop there, mind you. That's just to get the ball rolling, because they want to really bring down the population of the planet.
Yeah.
Almost 90%, really.
Yeah, I've always seen their documents. For the public, they always say 50%. In their mainline documents, they say 80%. And then in their internal documents that we've gotten, they say 99% of us will be exterminated.
That's right. And plus, you have the military think tanks for Britain and the U.S., both on board with the depopulation agenda. So they have eugenics in the military's teachings at the higher level. So this is a must-be on their behalf. There's nothing happenstance about it. It is all related. It's all what we have is a pyramid with a capstone running the whole kit and caboodle underneath it. That's what we have.
And that's why they give the troops the delayed cancer virus injections that kill them by age 55 to 60. That's even come out in documents. And the higher-ups say, well, we've got to kill the troops. You know, we don't want to have to pay for them when they get old. This is the socialist model. And now they've just got us conditioned. Yeah, HPV shots killing people and the bird flu vaccines killing people. And they just get us kind of normalized. Well, yeah, we make you take the shot and then you die or get paralyzed. And it's kind of like, you're not an extremist, are you? Take the shot and die. We love you. It's for your safety. I mean, again, it's just total normalization of insanity.
It is. That's how it works. It's insidious to begin with. It's long-term. A lot is done in secret. The sterilization of males has been going on in the Western world for 50 years, and all the medical societies now come out and admit it. They've known this for 50. It suddenly started about 50 years ago, suddenly. And most men now they only have 2% volatile sperm. So
that's right. Just a decade ago, it was 75%. Now, in many areas of Europe and the U.S., 98% sperm reduction. The women can't have kids.
Yeah.
And it's directly tied to the. I mean, they are hitting. Folks, you are under bio weapon attack. There's hundreds of different combos of cheap plastic. They chose the one formula 60 years ago for universal. Adoption, the one type that leaches the exact estrogen mimicker that sterilizes men.
Mm-hmm. And they also made sure that all baby formulas were rinsed to sterilize it, supposedly with the same formula. So they hit them right at birth, yeah.
And then we expose it's killing the kids in thousands, mainstream news, and they say, we decided melamine's good for babies.
Yes, and it was put out by the Melamine Society that works with the European Union. Every study they put out comes from the society that owns the companies that put it in the food.
So you wonder why you're dying of cancer, why your kids are sterile or retarded, and you just still love the government. You'll line up at your Obama brigades. Let's play this Cobra Commander clip. I'm just going to play the audio. We have the video, but here is Cobra Commander, and then we'll come back and play a clip of the CNN and go to your calls. Here it is. John, go ahead and play the Cobra Commander, please.
Attention, citizens! Due to the financial irresponsibility and incompetence of your leaders, Cobra has found it necessary to restructure your nation's economy. We have begun by eliminating the worthless green paper which your government has deceived you into believing is valuable. Cobra will come to your rescue, and out of the ashes will arrive a new order. Citizens of the United States, I am pleased to announce Cobra's economic recovery plan. If you want money to buy food for your children, take all your valuables to the nearest branch of Extensive Enterprises. There, all goods will be exchanged for Cobra currency.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate phase 2 detox and anti-cancer protection, Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes, and Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Busy working behind the scenes. I forgot to ask Alan Juan during the break. I'll put him on the spot here on air. I know if he's busy, he can't do it. That's fine. Alan, can you go into overdrive so we have time to take calls and cover other issues 20 minutes into the next hour, or do you need to leave us at the end of this hour?
No, I can go on.
All right, you're just awesome. Cut into the matrix.com, our site's InfoWars.com. Okay, this is why we're busy. I sent the numbers to John Harmon to the military. And I wasn't clear during the break before last, and I said, we're going to call this guy live on air. The message got mixed up, so John, because we've been calling all day and they've been refusing to come on or giving us other numbers, John Harmon got a hold of him, brought up the Army document saying basically, you know, that they had to watch the In the Fed Ron Paul demonstrators as potential terrorists, and he confirmed the document. Also, Rob News talked to him, but they don't want to talk about it on air. But there it is, confirmed. John Harmon, I want to bring you up. You talk to this guy. Let's just go ahead and give his name out. It's Scott Ferguson, Department of Public Affairs, U.S. Army. He's a civilian. We talked to a colonel earlier, too. John, what did he say to you?
Well, basically, I talked to him about 15 minutes ago, and he was really arrogant-sounding, just did not want to come on air, didn't know anything, you know, didn't want to talk politics, was just really short with me. And I said, well, you know, could I call you back in about 15 minutes, see if you could come on? Yep, sounds fine. Called him back, no answer. Now he's not answering.
Now, I was talking to you and Rob Duder in the break. One of you said that you did talk to him and a colonel. Specifically, it was Rob Duder, actually. Did you bring up the Army report to him and say that was what it was about?
No, I just asked him, hey, we would like someone associated with what you do and get your opinion on what's going on. And he was just still kind of like, oh, I don't know. That's not what we do. You know, this is the Army, right? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, well, do
did bring up the report, and they said the same thing about politics. So we'll continue to track this as it develops, but just getting crazy. Now, I had sent to the network this weekend, because I'm still in the mindset of not doing video, just doing audio, to play the clip for me this week of G.I. Joe. In the 80s, I was kind of at the end of watching cartoons, you know, as a teenager by the early 80s. But I remember when G.I. Joe first came on in about 82, and this is from one of the early episodes, that was all New World Order propaganda. And since then, I'll go and watch online, and others are doing it too, old Cobra Commander, you know, episodes of G.I. Joe, and it's all basically throwing the New World Order in your face in every episode. Like, the TV's mind-controlling people, but Cobra Commander's doing it, and it's got to be stopped, and it admits the wavelength of the video, mesmerizes you, which scientific reports admit. In this one, he's for gold coins, and he's manipulated the market to crash the world economy and to sell everybody gold. And he's bad. Gold is bad. Cash is good. And he holds up a gold coin and goes, ah, Cobra money. So let's play this clip and then get Alan Watts' expert take on it. And we'll go right to your calls. Then I have video of the Obamanoids beating on doors. Join us. Join us. Pledge to support the bankers. Literally. So this is pure fascism slash communism. But here is the Cobra Commander clip. Guys, we're going to play the CNN next. Can you pull me up, the Cobra Commander? Okay, go ahead and play it. Here it is.
Attention, citizens. Due to the financial irresponsibility and incompetence of your leaders, Cobra has found it necessary to restructure your nation's economy. We have begun by eliminating the worthless green paper, which your government has deceived you into believing is valuable. Cobra will come to your rescue, and out of the ashes will arise a new order.
So there you go, the new order, ladies and gentlemen. Now to continue with, there's more coming out in the clip.
I am pleased to announce Cobra's economic recovery plan. If you want money to buy food for your children, take all your valuables to the nearest branch of Extensive Enterprises. There, all goods will be exchanged for Cobra currency.
Ah, gold money. So see, oh, it's just amazing programming. If you want gold, you're the person destroying the economy. You're Cobra Commander. Alan Watt.
Yeah, well, even the name, that means that the snake system isn't the serpent system. So even that was tucked in there, too. But yeah, all these cartoons, it's even worse today. If you were watching the cartoons for children, it's full of programming and messages of what's to come. And again, we've got to realize that the big boys wrote about this extensively in the 40s, 50s, 60s, all through, that they'd use all media to get their message across.
By the way, Fox News has now put out a 10-minute promo piece admitting they're planting pro-global warming eugenics ads in all their TV shows and media. So this is now admitted. Mm-hmm. Explain to people what predictive programming is.
Predictive programming is a technique developed and perfected at Tavistock Institutes in London on behalf of the British oligarchy that runs always has run Britain. And the idea is very simple. It's through fiction, through the works of fiction, where you get engrossed in a story, and the male will identify with the hero, the woman with the heroine. And once you're hooked in the emotional stories, generally bad guys on the run from the good guys who go after them with overwhelming force, they then tuck in the prediction of what's to come. You'll see things that's still to come, like cops smashing down doors, no warrants, all that kind of stuff will be in the story. And you won't mind, because this guy they're after is the worst mass murderer, pedophile you can ever imagine. And therefore, you accept all the things you're seeing where the law itself is disregarded to get this bad guy. Therefore, when it happens in real life, you're familiar with the idea and you ask no questions. It seems quite natural to you to see it happen in real life, just the same way it was in the fictional movies or television drama series. They're using them now to full force. Every country has its anti-terrorism dramas, ongoing dramas. Britain has them. Canada even has one. where they had sent off jets to the border, to the bridges, to guard against terrorism, and as a tremendous threat avoided everything.
And in the show Spooks in England and all these shows here, they torture people's children to get answers, then that stops the nuke from going off, so torturing children's good. Then it comes out in the media, they are torturing people's children for fake confessions. All of it, getting everybody ready. All these new movies about you take the vaccine and it actually kills you, like I Am Legend. So then when we also talk about it, they say, oh, you got that from a movie.
Yeah, yeah. Or people who watch the movies and enjoy the series will say, well, so what? Because they've already been programmed. They have been programmed that this is all quite normal to them. That's right.
Well, take NYPD Blue and all these other shows. Every episode, the cops beat somebody, but the guy's always guilty. It was right to do it. Exactly. Mass conditioning, because as mammals, we accept what we see on TV as the way we're supposed to behave as pack creatures. Very, very serious, folks. Let's go ahead and play the new G.I. Joe. You're about to join the military. It's an army unit. You get to be a superhero if you have it. And again, you're fighting the wicked Cobra. So here it is.
When I'm finished, the world will never forget.
Make the call.
Come up!
Technically, we don't exist. We answer to no one. And when all else fails, we don't.
What did you say your unit was called?
I didn't.
G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. Now, in real life, the Special Combat Applications Group, Delta Force, and others run around dealing drugs, killing people, buying off local governments, overthrowing governments, taking over the U.S. But here, they're heroes fighting the evil terrorist. Alan Watt, I don't think it's working anymore, though.
No, it's not. So there are people who have caught on to it and have been aware for a few years because it has got rather blatant. People who haven't watched television for a few years and suddenly switch it on, you wonder which world you're in. Because you see the programming very easily if you've been away from television for a while. Those who continuously watch television, they don't notice the changes at all.
That's right.
And they don't really care. They'll say, well, the police have to do this. Well, they're saying that because they watch the dramas. They're watching.
That's right. If you don't watch a lot of TV, you miss all the little sub-downloads slowly changing your view, and then it's very disjointed, and you're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the first step is stop watching mainstream television. I want to go to calls. I'm going to play the CNN clip. We're going to do 20 minutes of overdrive only at PrisonPlanet.tv and the InfoWars.com streams coming up at the end of the show in a T-minus 18 minutes. Right now, Mark in Oregon, you're on the air with Alan Watt. Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, Cobra Commander.
Surprise, Alex. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Great to speak with you and Alan. Alan, I'd like to get your opinion on something. I have an idea that I feel could be very effective in this this struggle of humanity against the coming tyranny here, and as the tyranny currently exists. You know, I, like Alex, I really respect your intelligence and your heart, Alan. That's why I'm asking you this. It'll take me about 1 minute to go over it.
Okay, go over it.
And if I can
turn the radio off too.
Finish.
Yeah, do me a big favor. Turn the radio off.
My radio is off.
Okay, well, I'm getting echo, but go ahead.
Okay. Alan, the only and by far the most powerful weapon, which is readily available as we speak, to deal a very substantial blow to the enemy's progress here and its implementation of world tyranny, is a weapon of publicity. And the logical vehicle, as well as the only vehicle available to spread on a global basis, not only the urgency of the very short time that the world's people have until they will all be under total and complete tyranny, but also to achieve the ultimate projection of the facts of truth of the InfoWar, is the combination of Alex's celebrity, a fusing as such, of the world celebrity of Alex Jones into a globally effective vehicle of publicity.
All right, let me just stop you for a minute. I am not that big, okay? And I don't want to be some big giant leader. That's very dangerous. The reason we have power on this show is we have great activist listeners who are great leaders in their own right. People are always thinking I can do this magic bullet, that magic bullet. I can barely get the trash taken out around here. So, but finish up your point because I want to get to everybody else.
But you, as you said, you know, you are the globally recognized leader of this freedom movement. And I only see one available and viable vehicle, and that is a movie. It would be about the 14 years of your radio life, Alex. It could be made with the assistance of the many and varied producers, directors, and actors whom you know personally and who admire you. And it would, I believe, assist in the production, the financing, and the acting parts, with you playing yourself as the
not
star
when people threaten to kill their children. We've already tried to put out another film, and they threatened to kill people's children, so they pulled out. But listen, I appreciate your call. They can defeat anything that is based on one move, okay? But we have to be like a 100-headed Hydra, but not just that, you know, 100-headed Hydras. And that's why I bring Alan Watt and others to try to build them up, and you know, and he's doing that in his own right. So I don't agree on this, you know, single move thing or trying to produce a film. They just then wouldn't distribute it. Do you want to explain that to people, Alan?
Yes, true as well. You have to understand as well that everyone out there has to fight for their own life, basically, and for their children. And it's too easy to one way or another, legally or otherwise, get rid of someone at the top. And when you're gone, the one who's leading you is over. You're like bureaucrats without the leader at the top. It's the same thing. So you've got to be your own champion. And you have to do the legwork. You have to go out and be vocal.
Yeah.
Everyone's involved here. Everyone is involved. We've got to stop looking for champions. You are your own champion.
Well, that's one of the biggest forms of programming is the Arnold Schwarzenegger or the, whoever the archetypal Hercules archetype. He goes out and slays the dragons for you, and then people constantly think, no. The reason we're successful here is we're getting the people to go out and mobilize, and then it's 1,000 heads. They have no way of stopping us that way if it's an idea. I'm not bulletproof. Alan Watt's not bulletproof, but ideas are bulletproof.
And that's correct. And also, we're going to realize as well that anyone can be threatened or got to one way or another, or blackmailed, or your family threatened or something. So when you have one leader of a personality cult, that's why they've been in the movies. So many movies I've had for those 20 years. The one is coming to help.
That's
us,
right.
Like Obama.
The savior, the army of one. One person, it's Obama, it's whoever. They've got to save you. It's always about making you feel inadequate. That's what Madison Avenue is all about.
Exactly. And people have to realize, no, you are your own champion. Your own family depends on what you do and everyone else around you as well. So everyone is involved in this. There's no one of us who talk on radio can stop it all happening for you. We can certainly try and impede it and get the word out, but it's up to you to do your own part in it all.
Yeah, and I mean, it's part of it. Sure, they made a film about getting started, you know, being threatened by the military, Bohemian Grove, all the stuff we've been through, you know, all the things we've broken and covered. That would be interesting, but that'd only be one part of the solution. You know, it's a movement of liberty and awakening. But thank you, Mark. I appreciate your support. I'm not poo-pooing your idea. I'm just bringing, you know, more perspective to it. Steve in Chicago. Steve, you're on the air.
Alex, I hate to say this, but I think Alan Watt and the Watson brothers are an MI6 spy nest, and they poison your mind subliminally and subconsciously with English and culture.
Oh, let me explain something to you, sir. That's funny. Alan Watt and the Watson brothers are not related. Paul Watson was running a tiny website and had never been contacted by me, and I called up and said, would you like to do webmaster work for me? And I'm going to start a website called prisonplanet.com. So let's get one thing straight. It works like this. I call Paul Watson up and tell him what I want done. We're friends, but that's it. I talk to Paul about twice a week. Okay? There's one person running things in this office. It's me. Me. There's no handlers. There's none of that. And the same thing with Alan Watt. I mean, why? Because they got British accents. They must be bad. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, that's the point. You know, the situation is this. All this Anglican culture. We got Rudyard Kipling and the White Man's Burden, which must be observed, un-Germanic. We have the Sir Thomas More utopianism, un-Germanic, must be observed. We have the Angry Young Men, social injustices to minorities during the 1950s, must be observed.
Sir, I got to let you go. This is too insane. I mean, Alan Watt exposes Rudyard Kipling as pushing the Anglo-American establishment. Alan, you know, it's just crazy. We're here trying to mobilize people to a national draft that passed the House Friday, and they don't want to discuss that. It's
no,
all about
don't.
Us. See how they're obsessed with us because we're the supposed leaders?
That's right. There are people who are in their little tunnels, and you'll never change their minds on anything. They're stuck there. They like where they are, and they've decided that's all they need to know, and that's it. They're closed to anything further. Yeah.
I mean, does it matter if I talk to a member of the Japanese Diet exposing 9/11 as an inside job, or if I interview the former German defense minister, or I interview Alan Watt? I mean, most Americans don't even have passports and don't travel anywhere. It's now I'm evil because you got a British accent, Alan, when all you do is expose the British Empire. This is the height of just one-dimensional thinking. See, Obama must be good because he's black, see? But you must be bad because you got a British accent.
That's right. That's right. And some people, too, still think I am the Alan Watts that was lecturing back in the 20s and 30s. I'd have to be about 90 if I was him.
Well, that's how this thing that I'm some Catholic assassin, I'm not even Catholic, started, because there was a black guy named Alex Jones, and people said, why are you writing this, Alex? And I said, that's not me, and I didn't respond to them. So they said, that's it, he's the guy, and it never ended, and it's this huge cottage industry, and they just all believe it. And I've seen that you're some guy named Alan Watt who died 50 years ago. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Okay, all the callers that are on hold, Abby, Ken, Nick, and Brent, I want you to call this number right now because we're going to take 20 minutes of calls. We go into overdrive at PrisonPlanet.tv and the InfoWars at PrisonPlanet.com streams. You need to go there. We'll be on the AM and FM. We'll do 20 minutes of overdrive with Alan Watt. The number for you to call is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And they'll go to the head of the line, those folks that are holding, Abby, Kent, Nick, and Brent. I've got a few things I want to plug here, and I wanted to play a little bit of the clip of CNN with them going door-to-door with their brainwashing. But before I do that, some of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator, amazing system, 7.5 gallons a day. We have one right here in the office. I have one at home. I love it. Then it goes through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis, inside a fabulous system, ecoloblue.com, ecolablue.com, or give them a call at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043, ecoloblue.com. Survivalseedbank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had a higher value than even any other barter item like gold. There's a war on against hybrid seeds and non-GMO seeds. They're buying them up, putting them in UN seed vaults. You can Google that and read BBC about it. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one survival seed bank at a time. Their website, survivalseedbank.com, survivalseedbank.com, or 877-327-0365. Again, that number, 877-327-0365, survivalseedbank.com. And lastly, also from Solutions in Science, mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power during hurricanes, snow, ice storms, and other things. Listeners should be moving towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators won't be working because they'll need gas if we go into this crisis. MySolarBackup.com. Get off the grid. 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. Now, we are posting up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next 20 minutes the best free copy we found on YouTube or anywhere on the web of the Obama deception. And I want you to make it go mega viral again. They've been censoring it. We can't allow this to happen. Help us get it out to everybody. I made the film. It's free. You can order the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. Please support us. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and watch the PrisonPlanet.tv show and get all my films in high quality and burn them to disc. It's got DivX, all of it made easy. But the big deal is they've censored this thing off the main page at YouTube and Google. We've caught them. Please, this article's going out in the next few minutes. Get it out to everybody at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Alan Watt, in closing, we're going to come back and take calls after this one-minute break, but I wanted to ask you about the psychological system of, I've noticed they've also programmed people where they can, it's like Crime Stop. They can't ever focus on the issue or documents of FEMA camps or real things. They always go into weird conspiratorial subterfuge and then somehow bring us into it because they don't want to psychologically face the fact that they do have power and that they are the solution and that they have to go out and stop the New World Order. So they then automatically have to say we're bad.
Yes, it's tremendous psychology involved in all of this. And the whole world is run under psychology, and the guys that make all the dramas on television have their instructions from top psychologists. And it's even altered for different ethnic peoples in different countries, the same programs, in fact, same scripts. So we're under tremendous warfare, yeah.
Absolutely, Alan. Let's flesh that out more. We got you on a new line so that we can continue over in our studios a little bit low. We're going to boost that. We're going to come back and recap all that with Alan Watt going into overdrive and your phone calls coming up. At the toll-free number that I just gave out a few minutes ago. Again, I want to thank all the M&F affiliates, all the listeners, everybody. Spread the word about the broadcast. We can all work together in this fight against the globalists. We'll be right back in 70 seconds on the InfoWars.com streams and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.